Fucking amazing. Never had it in like a I love cider. That's my favorite. Like, it just melts the best, has the best flavor. So
What are the different forms of wax?
we got shatter, we got rosin, we got live resin, diamonds, got water hash, got all sorts of shit.
And you like shatter?
Personally, like, no, it's nice to switch it up. Like, diamonds are beautiful, everything's beautiful in its own way, but shatter just melts, in my opinion, my favorite way.
Oh, it beats the chest the hardest, pause.
Yes, exactly. It takes the longest to melt. Some good shit.
Let the man with the iron lungs finish. You know, everything is over exaggerated.
She tells me that all the time. She's like, "Why do you exhale so hard?" I'm like, "I don't know. Just had a lot of smoke in there. I gotta get out quickly."
That is true. That does make sense.
That's true.
Does it with everything. You'll just fucking finish the blunt.
Nah, they used to give me shit whenever we first started smoking together because the way I always smoked was just like I always took long drags. They made fun of me for it. He was like, "Damn, bro. How much of this shit did you do by yourself?" Ah, there it is.
It wasn't OG. Remember when y'all had asked me what was my favorite? And then I think you asked me and said OG. It wasn't. That was the worst. I had wrote it down. It was Hawaiian.
Oh.
Hawaiian is.
Damn. You talking about OG Kush?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. You didn't like that one? That one was the worst?
Well, it's underneath dislike, so.
Fair enough. I mean, I can respect that. It's a.
You gotta remember, like, OGs, your Kushes, your
Diesels.
Diesels, those are all harsh no matter
Harsh as
what.
fuck, yeah.
No matter what, no matter if you try to cure it early, it's just harsher buds. Those are the ones, in my opinion, those are the ones that get you. If you want to crossover to wax, I think you should just smoke a bunch of Diesels, a bunch of fucking OGs and like Kushes.
That's what I was gonna say. The potency on them is usually higher as well. So like that I'll say euphoric, or as other people say, greening out is much easier with the diesel.
I think if it was a crossover, if somebody wanted to cross over and graduate to wax, I think that would be a start. Just smoking them harsh ass OGs and like I said, the cushion shit.
Very smooth. Very, very smooth.
Legends never die, right? 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 Seize your moment, don't let it pass you up, dog. So I'm on it, this rap shit is all I want. Man, I can hear the whispers on the talk about who next up. Save your breath, that's us. Really had to flex up for niggas thinking we soft. Really had to bust up.
But welcome back, guys.
Damn. Welcome back.
You guys just didn't welcome the people back to start talking.
I didn't even know you were recording, homie.
We're back. Another week of high notes with a Z. This week, I want to start out very different. Since we started the season, we haven't talked about one of the, you know, great parts of high notes as a company, which is having a farm and growing. We didn't talk about this season's grows, so I think we should get into that. Or I want to get into that to begin with, just to, you know, warm things up. Pause. This season, we're growing gelato because we got a shit ton of gelato, and that's a house favorite. I mean, you know, I talk shit about it, but it's a good good one to keep around. Good go-to. Banana Kush, which is what Sloob is dabbing for the night. Grape Ape. Grape Ape, we've had that before, but we had it prior to High Notes being a thing, so, and it's a great, great fucking strain. So I look forward to that one. Greens. Now, it's a special type of greens, but this one was a seed where we acquired when we took the trip to New York. Somebody that I know that love greens, which is like an OG New York strain before all the other strains were created, you know. Greens was one of the things that was on the streets all the time. But it's a different flavor type of greens. I don't know if it's like watermelon greens or what it is. But we have that.
Did you say grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
Hell yeah.
So we're bringing the grapefruit back because that was a fantastic one again. And Bilbo. Bilbo was a... So the company that we use that provide us...
Critical Bilbo?
Yeah. The company that we use that provides our seeds, they always give you free seeds when you purchase certain shit or purchase a certain way. And Bilbo's the free seed of the season. So let's see how that goes. We also got some new seeds in, but we'll talk about that when we start that process. So what I want to talk about a little bit is how the grow process goes for us, our methods and what we do. Some of the things that we do, try not to get too in depth because, you know, we do have time here. But we start with like the germination process, which germination is the process. Let's go back to science in elementary school. I'm going to try to say things. I'm not going to use the terms that are in the book because I cannot remember them. So I'm abbreviating a lot of this shit. Germinating is basically the way you get the seed to sprout, whatever you do to get the seed to sprout.
It's when this baby comes out.
So some people like to go old school with it, you know, get the paper towel without the dyes or the colors, just plain old white paper towel, wet it, put the seed in between it, fold a paper towel, put in a Ziploc bag. The reason of putting it in a Ziploc bag is to build up some condensation and stuff because it helps the seed grow faster and stronger. But you put in a Ziploc bag, you let it sit in a dark space. That's one way. Another way that some people like to do is go straight from seed to soil, meaning just put the seed in the soil and let it do its thing. Mm-hmm. We like to do both here, but this time what happened was we did it the first way, which was putting the seed in the paper towels and all that, but we got lazy and the seeds died. Like they made it all the way to the soil, sprouted, and we just got lazy and stopped paying them any mind, stop watering them, they died. And to start over and to rush a little bit, we just went, because we already had the soil and everything ready, went straight from seed to soil, just planted the seed in the soil, watered the soil. But this grow that we're doing, like I said, High Notes Farms, we're doing it as an outside grow. So it's not controlled. It's getting everything natural, the natural light and everything that it needs. So these plants are outside. If you follow us on social media, hence Instagram, you'll see we post pictures. Go ahead.
I was going to say the whole process.
Yeah, we post pictures of each, either a week by week or every time something new happened. And I must say, having these things outside, things are happening much faster and much more beautiful than if it happens inside. Now, we did remember we had those few days of rain. People always say try not to let your water touch the leaves because they could get like chemical burns and all that. The three taps.
I don't know.
But anyway, talking about water and them, some people say don't have the water directly hit the leaves. I realize why they say that's because when you have it more controlled, you brew what they call as teas and stuff, which I forgot like the things people use to brew teas, but basically they brew foods for the plants, and that stuff you don't want directly touching the leaves, not much so much water. But in a controlled grow, you got to pH the water, you got to have light cycles and stuff like that. We're doing the outside grow just to see how the plants react in the natural light, and they're doing fucking amazing.
Yeah, definitely are.
But I realized, and we're not pH in the water, but what we did also do with the soil was blend up some, like, fruit peels, like watermelons and stuff like that, and put it with the soil and compost with the soil with the fruits. And then along with, because we use water to blend it with the little extra stuff that was liquid, the seeds and stuff got water with them. We did start them in smaller pots and then transplanted them to bigger pots. So that's, some people just go straight to big pots and just let them do their thing. Some people, like us, go from smaller pots to big pots so their roots can grow and grow strong.
Just like a lizard.
But yeah, use that little brew that we made and watered them and fed them. And just had them, because, you know, we had that, like, full weekend, like, half of rain. They just got all of that shit, and it fucking enjoyed that shit. That in the sun, they just fucking thrive. Blossom. Yeah. This week, what we're starting is low-stress training. And what low-stress training is, once they get to a certain height or the stem get to a certain strength, you start bending them in different directions, because the way the plants work and the way the light hit them, they like turn themselves and try to go back up to the light. So the low stress training helps them make a stronger stem, helps them grow a lot faster. But the also low stress training helps keep them from getting too damn tall. And also what you want to do is top them. And what topping them is in between, like, the fan leaves, these little, like, spine leaves that you just pull them out. And what you do, some people do that, so a lot of people don't. But what you, what
is
happens?
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary? Yeah. So what we do is half the plants get topped and the other half don't. And that's also to see how much you yield. You yield more, from our experience, when you top the plants. Because instead of having one little tear or one little stem, that's where you see plants where look like it has two arms on them and stuff like that. It's because you top them, they build new limbs. And then you low stress train them at the same time. So once the leaves turns and those limbs, the limbs will eventually grow evenly. And that's where
it's
we
just
at,
pretty cool.
Grow.
I'll say, it's just pretty cool how it'll just, bam, whole new arm.
And then we're experimenting this season with the grow. I mentioned composting the fruits just to see if we could pull out more of the fruity flavors out of plants or flower. Yeah, so like the banana kush or the grape ape, to see if we could pull more of the grape flavor. We just put a bunch of grapes, just nothing but grapes in that one, just to see what happens.
Banana kush, did you put bananas in it?
Yeah. Nah, so what happened with that one, the label, because we like to label everything here. You have to label everything. You have to label everything for government purposes, too. It was a label that was over the banana that was from an older grow. And I knew it was from an older grow because I knew we weren't growing it. I think it said, like, Northern Lights or something. And when we pulled off that label, then I finally saw banana kush, which was after putting, like, the watermelons and everything else with it. But no, we did that. And at a certain point, you could start rubbing the stems and, or we like to, like, rub the stems and smell it just to see how it smells. Usually without composting, it'll smell more of like a, I want to say similar to a poison ivy plant, but not poison ivy. But like a skunky smell. But I'll be honest, these shit's got a fruity smell. Like
very, is it like citrusy or like a sweet fruit?
Sweet.
Do you like that juice song?
Yeah.
That sounds good as shit.
Before you go, you gotta go see them. But within, we took pictures. So when we did the low stress training, because when you pull it down to the leaves to point down, and like I said, I don't know, the plant does something weird where it just turns itself and the leaves then point back up and it starts just growing back up like it's normally supposed to, which is crazy. I always find that crazy as shit. But that's grow news for you guys. I'm sorry that you guys didn't get grow news in the last 6 episodes, but here you are, episode 7. That's grow news. It's probably long and drawn out and boring as fuck, but I am high as fuck, smoking on this purple Hindu, which obviously is a fucking indica. So I'm like really
in
keeping myself up here. But I hope you guys enjoyed that little what to call it breakdown. If you guys do want a video of it or something like that, or a more in depth breakdown, you know, just let us know. But yeah,
I would like to know.
And then some of the girls, because like I always say, we want Sloob to get away from fucking this. Want him to get into pure wax. So we've learned how to actually press it the right way. So look out for this 7-10 episode, maybe. I'm lying now. Expected date for the plans are no time soon. But yeah, look out for, we're going to get some stuff from the plug and see if we could make some rosin. Because all that other diamond and sandpaper and all, everything that he said, we don't know how to make. But that's grown news for you guys.
Yes. That sounds amazing. I
hope you guys are excited.
I
hope you listeners are excited to hear us try these bountiful plants.
Yes, please.
Shloop.
Check out social media.
Yeah, check out social media, Instagram for pictures and updates of grow.
The official how
if you have any questions or anything.
What is he?
I see the rogue.
What the fuck is the lighter? I would like to know how many times smokers out there, you just lose your lighter just within smoking.
Bro, last night we went to the gas station and I was, holy shit.
See, they turned around.
Facing their own.
Oh, we found the lighter. Wonder how many people, like, how many lighters do you go through?
Somebody said, I seen a picture where they had that lighter and a crackhead lighter. It's like when company come over, they take out the crackhead lighter and put the
lighter.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were at the gas station last night, and I saw the coolest fucking lighter I've ever seen. So, you know how on, like, Christmas sweaters, it's, like, got dotted patterns to, like, make objects, right? It was a lighter like that, but it had Christmas trees and shit. In the middle of it was a spaceship abducting a cow in a field. I was like, I gotta buy it. So I picked it up. It wouldn't strike because it was left like on the counter. It was like one of those like gas station booths. Shit got rained on. I was like, I'm not just gonna buy a lighter that don't work.
But hey, got another one.
I was so tempted though. I was like, this thing is so fucking cool though. Like I might, but... Nah.
See, lighters are like the most essential thing to smoking. I think if there was a list, I think lighters should be number one on the list. Because it's the thing most forgot about.
Yeah.
Like you could roll a whole blunt
and
forget about a fucking lighter.
Yes.
Like you could roll a whole blunt. You don't forget that you got bud. You don't forget that you got papers or wax or anything. But if you need a lighter, you forget that shit. It.
Always.
Lighter leashes, though. That shit'll help you. I was going to say, I used to have one.
Like, they make that?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
It's like a little clip for like wherever you want to put it on. And then it's like a little like gel, like silicone piece that attaches to the bottom.
Clip it right to the mic. Instead of having like bottle openers, you just have lighter hangers everywhere. Bring your bottle opener. This is not a house that drinks. It's high notes. I learned how to roll. But shit, how was y'all week?
Shit, mine was good. Productive as fuck. Did a fuckload of work, so made a lot of money. That was pretty cool. Trying to help you guys make a lot of money, so that's pretty dope. I don't know if I said this already, but I rode a horse. That was pretty fucking cool. I've always been afraid of horses because they're very intellectually advanced. They know way more about us. Like, literally just looking at us, they can see our body language and know 100% whether or not to trust us at first. That's fucking crazy to me. Obviously, we're just going to be like, oh, it's a horse. If you're interested, you're interested. If you're not, you're going to leave the fuck alone. But if you're interested, you walk up. If it don't like you, it don't like you. But you don't know that shit.
That horse is just a dumbass. Nah.
No, but yeah, so I've always been like weird about horses and stuff. So conquering one was cool as shit. it took off at first. And then, like I said, after taming him, it went pretty well. Got a taste of that mountain man life. I know, like I said, I want my land. So my dream in life
to live in the woods.
Out of all things, why the woods?
It's just away from everything. That's where I grew up, so I enjoyed it already. Like, it's very nice. My bad. Exaggerated exhale. My bad. But nah, it's just away from everything, secluded, nobody fucks with you. It's nice, and you can do what the fuck ever. Like, if I own 100 acres and of land, and I want to hunt on it, I'm going to fucking hunt on it. Nobody's going to know that I'm hunting, so. Nah, it's cool. It's just cool as shit. And then today, like I said, we were pretty far away from where we normally are, and, a tree fell over where, like, the driveway where we were, and it only broke halfway, so it was, like, basically, like, hanging like this, and, we chopped, like, all the limbs and shit off, and just couldn't think of how to get it down, so we chopped another tree down. It fell on top of it and didn't weigh enough. It, like, pushed it somewhat, but not fully, so had to pull it down with a tractor. Got the first one down, and then we just chopped it all up, put it through a wood splitter, and called it a day.
See, living that far, then if something does happen like that, you know how long you gotta wait for the ambulance and...
Well, if I'm rich, I'll own a helicopter.
What's cool about that is you don't gotta wait for, like, the city to come and fix it. Somebody else is gonna have that cut up for firewood within, like, the
That's
hours.
True, too. That's very true. Someone from out in the woods named Jimbo is going to come up there and be like, hey, man, you need that tree cut?
I don't want to meet Jimbo.
Well, no, but see, that's the other thing. I kind of want land, like, far as fuck, so Jimbo don't exist. But who knows?
Well, my week, let me tell you my story. So I was outside trying to walk the dogs, Hawk and Max, and Benji was outside. Max and Hawk is on a leash, and these two dogs came. There's two kids, a boy and a girl. One dog was a husky. I can't remember the other dog.
German Shepherd.
Wait.
Oh, those fuck sticks?
Listen.
The dogs are not bad.
Yes, they are.
They're just very fucking smart. Like, their parents is fucked up for... like, buying two fucking smart-ass dogs and putting these two little-ass kids to walk these dogs. So, fucking, the husky's the oldest one, right? And the husky, I seen him being walked, like, by their dad. The shit wasn't pulling or anything. But when these kids walk it,
it knows what
pulls
it can
the
touch.
Shit out of them, right?
It knows what it can do.
So the German Shepherd is just gonna follow suit, just gonna pull the shit out of them. So, but go ahead.
They walk in. The boy have the husky. So I see the husky barking. Is barking at a different dog, but coming our direction. So I told the kids to come to the side until they pass by. So the husky seen Hawk, and all of a sudden it started barking at Hawk, and it ran towards Hawk. So when it came towards Hawk, it stopped, but then it started sniffing around. So I'm thinking, okay, it's not bad, like, it's not going to do nothing. Then the husky grabbed Hawk's neck and started to yank it. And I know dogs, when they upset, they get this growling. He starts to growl. So the little boy is not, like, he's not doing nothing. he's standing there just calling the dog name. I'm screaming, "The Wiz." He comes to the door upset at me. I'm scared because I'm like, all right, what the hell is going to happen next? Because once Huskies get upset, they get upset. But finally, the dog got let go of Hawk. And the boy just kept apologizing. That just stopped everything. I just took everybody in the house and called it a day.
Fuck this shit.
I just want to let you know that the security cameras actually caught that shit. And I saw the security camera video.
And what did you see? Please. Please explain. Please explain.
What did I see?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want my side of the story?
Please.
So what she failed to say was, I was taking a damn shit. In the middle of my shit, my name is getting yelled at. Like, motherfuckers is getting kidnapped. Like, mid-shit. Like, pause. Shit coming out my ass. She's hollering my name. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You just want me to hop off the toilet and do what? Shit all on my side. Like, what?
Right.
Run down there shitting.
Right.
So I do what I have to do. So I get out the bathroom. I'm like, what? She like, the dog came and attacked Hulk and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, attacked him? I'm like, what you do? She's like, I couldn't do nothing. Like, he's just grabbing on him, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, let me just go see if the cameras caught it. Because the story I got, she said one of our children was in between the dogs. So I was like, Dad, let me make sure. So the video I saw, the dog, their dog, like, he knew that their leash was flimsy as fuck. So he just, like, turned his head and, like, yanked it off.
So he just yeeted that shit.
And ran up to my dog and just grabbed him.
At first he was calm. Then he grabbed.
And then after everything was broken up, that's when my youngest kid is in front of my dog. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Like, he was trying to protect him or whatever. Or push him inside. But then these kids finally getting a hold of their fucking dog and pulling him away. But I will say, I walked my dog before and we bumped into that dog just on the front lawn with no collar, no leash, no nothing. Like, they had like a shock collar on them. But I don't know if it was one of the fence one. I'm going to say it wasn't because the shit just walked up to me. Like, I told my son, like, stand on the other side of me. But the dog calmly walked up, and he was calm, like, the whole time, like, saying hello to my dog and all
that.
I guess
that day when we bump into him, he had an attitude or something.
Nah, he just knew that the kids, and he didn't have that collar on him.
He knew there were no restraints.
But, he didn't give a fuck that day.
But what I try to explain to her, that's
funny
like...
Bad you don't care.
It's like how, it's how Huskies assert their, like, dominance. But we gonna get them back. Because Hulk's punk ass son didn't do shit. In
the video. He didn't, Max. He just sat there. He definitely did. Benji even tried to help.
But, damn. My bad. Next time I'll hold my shit. But no. So that was your week?
I don't know how to describe my week. Okay. How was yours?
My week was good. Well, made it good because these motherfuckers try to play with my car. So, took my car or scheduled my car to get the steering rack fixed on a Friday, but they wanted me to drop my car off on a Thursday, which I was okay with. I dropped the car off and left it and was expecting it back on Friday, like they said. Well, I get a call on Friday, you know, and I dislike talking to two types of people. Like, I really dislike it. Car salesmen and mechanics. Those two people always try to seem like they could talk down to people or make people feel like they're fucking stupid or don't know what they're talking about. Or they could get away with what the fuck ever.
Like, they're going to try to sling shit at you.
Yeah. So, they call me Friday saying how they couldn't get to my car, that the car that was before me is stuck on the bay. Now, this is a pretty big shop, so they have several bays. So, I could have responded like, hey, don't y'all got other bays? Like, what's so special about this one bay? But I didn't. I said, okay, that's cool. When would I have my car? Well, you know, everything closes on the weekend. So there's like Monday. All right. So now in my head, I'm thinking, first thing Monday, my car is the first car, because where we left off was the car that was before mine is stuck on the bay. So when they get it off the bay, my car is next. You know, that's my thought. So over the weekend, I just started thinking, I'm like, yo, the price of this is feeling a little too expensive for me, because I brought my own part. You know, it seems like shops don't want you to bring your own parts no more. They want to, like, order the part for you. Like, shops, a few shops that I called was like, no, we can't do it because we got to order the part. And this shop looked it up and realized they couldn't order the part. That's why they let me, like, go there. But they wanted, like, $900 for it. So I'm like, hold on. This is like a, I'm going to say like a 4-hour job. So how much fucking money do you want per hour? Like, they want like $200 per hour or some shit? This shit's not making no sense to me. So I'm like, you know what? Monday, I'll ask, what is the,
like, the full breakdown? What's the rate?
And then Sunday night, I'm like, nah, something don't feel right. I was like, if I wake up Monday, I normally wake up about 12. So I'm like, if I wake up Monday and I don't got a call or a missed call or anything, I'm going to call them. So I get up like 12:30. I call these motherfuckers. I'm like, so I just wanted to, you know where my car is. The guy starts off with some more bullshit. I'm going to say, the technician is on lunch and he'll be back 1 to 1:30. So I'm like, hold on. Did he start working on my car? Because, you know, if he started working on my car and needed a lunch break, okay, you know, I'll wait. But did he start working on my car?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hold on, let me check. Then he comes back like, nah, I don't see it on the bay. And then he's like, hold on, though. Let me get you the manager. So the manager comes on the phone. He goes, yeah, the technician is on lunch. He don't come back till 1:30. Then he'll get started on your car. And I'm like, hold on, this is a 4-hour job, but they're promising to have my car to me by 4 o'clock. So I'm like, these motherfuckers about to speed through this shit and still charge me for 4 hours worth of work?
Yeah.
So I was like, hold on, let me ask you a question. I was like, is my car being worked on or not? Did y'all get started on it or not? He goes, hold on, let me check the bays. He comes back like, no, we ain't start on it. I was like, all right, never mind, I'm coming to get my car.
Give him my shit.
What was his response? What you told him that?
What was his response?
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Start like just saying sorry. I was like, it's all right. I'm just coming to get my car.
Don't worry about it. I just want my shit.
So I go there to get my car. Now, I didn't see my car anywhere in front where it was left off, where I left it. But I ain't say nothing. I'm like, maybe, you know, somewhere else. And I go inside. I was like, here to pick up my car. He asked for my name. Gave him my name. He said, right, give me a moment. I was like, hey, how much is the rate per hour for this job? He was like, well, it's a 4-hour job. It's $145 an hour. And then they're charging you for wheel alignment, which is another $90. And then taxes. I did the math. That shit was in like close to $800 to me, even after our taxes. I was like, you know what? Get in my car anyway, so it don't matter. So some nosy ass white fuck gonna say, man, give the people a break. You know, they got a lot of stuff going on. And I was like, did you drop your car off on Thursday with the expectation of getting it back on Friday and then get a call that Friday saying that the car that's before yours is stuck on the bay? And that they'll get started on yours first thing on Monday. And then you call them to find out that they didn't start on your car.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, they didn't even start your car? I'm like, no. He goes, oh. And I said, all right.
I would have been like, can you give me a break?
That's when he was my business.
Right. He started mind his fucking business. Then my car appear out of nowhere, and I'm standing in there thinking they're gonna bring me my key because I handed them my key. So I'm just, that's why I'm just standing in there, and I'm like, hold on. I go walk outside, because I have the windows tinted. I'm thinking the person is sitting in the car. Nope. Motherfucker just pulled the car up and just left it. I was like, all right. And then they fucking texted me, asking me, do I want to leave a review?
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't leave one.
You didn't?
Nah.
Damn.
It's cool. They'll get
this. I would have Karen the fuck out of them.
Nah, it's fine.
They messed with your child.
It's fine.
With your child.
I say it's fine because, you know, I called the original shop that I wanted to take the car to that originally told me that they were booked out. And I got a big drop. I guess they dropped somebody or they lied, but they had opening. And it was a lot cheaper. So, guess it happened for a reason.
Yep. Something good came out of it.
But now, overall, my week was good anyway. I don't let little shit like that phase out the week.
For some odd reason, do y'all wake up early this week?
I wake up early as fuck every week.
No. I wish I could just sleep all day because I hate the daytime.
I constantly keep waking up at 6 or 7 in the morning. No matter what time I go to sleep.
Start waking?
That's me. Wait, what time did I wake up this morning? It was a little later. I think it was like 8. But I went to sleep at fucking 5:30. Like, I literally just couldn't fall asleep. Which, you know how hard it is to fall asleep without smoking then? But, I was just literally laying there. I was like, what to do? Count sheep? I watched Ted, I watched Billy Madison, I watched fucking Anger Management. I watched so much shit, just laid there. But still woke up at 8.
Nope. I mean, I guess, yeah, because if I don't have to get up, I'll wake up about 12, 12:30. But no, not no 6. No, unless I got to go somewhere. I ain't trying to be up that early.
You and I both, for some odd reason, I'm always waking up at that time.
Well, you got kids, so you gotta be up. That's probably why.
And it said, you got kids.
They not mine till 12. But now, what are we smoking on? I know the flower tonight is purple Hindu. You said banana kush. It's your shatter.
Yes. Sorry, I'm playing pool.
I said I'm playing pool. This is
Shrek. Hey, listen. You got your chess. I got my pool. I'm not good at actual chess. I'm good at highway chess. understanding traffic.
Purple Hindu is a cross between Hindu kush and purple Afghan. Purple Hindu kush is almost... Look, you smoking a kush. Pure. It's almost like pure it. Indica and offers the kind of high one would expect from its lineage. Deep relaxation along with pronounced pain relief. You don't like it? Pain relief?
It did help with pain.
Yeah. It's 20% THC.
Oh, damn. That's higher than banana.
It's higher than banana. It's more in a lot more on the common side. 68% of the people said they were a lot relaxed. 50% of the people said they were sleepy. Mm-hmm. 39% said happy, 34% said euphoric, 23% hungry, negative, dry mouth, 18% dry eyes. I got dry eyes, dizzy.
I got dry eyes, y'all.
6% anxious, 4% paranoid, 2% it helped with stress, insomnia, pain, anxiety, depression. Noise. I like it a lot.
Banana kush, also known as bach. 18% THC, citrus, peppery, and herbal tastes. Banana Kush is a hybrid marijuana strain made by crossing Ghost OG and Skunk Haze. The result is a strain that tastes and smells like a bushel of fresh bananas. The fuck is a bushel? Banana Kush tends to provide a mellow buzz alongside a relaxed sense of euphoria, a great choice when dealing with stress or depression. Banana Kush also helps stimulate your creative juices and can help you remain talkative in social settings. I got a short-ass fucking social battery, so I just sit there in silence most of the time anyways.
Weirdo.
I know, bro. Fucking, what was it, coworker, you can bleep it out if you want, the crazy one, that's all I'm gonna say. Man asked me the other day, he was like, you were the quiet kid in school, weren't you? I was like, I feel like you were, honestly, but no. I was like, I don't talk when I don't want to, and definitely not to people I don't want to. But anyways, 47.
Stranger danger.
47% said relaxed, 46% said happy, 41% said euphoric, 36% said uplifted, and 23% said creative.
How are you feeling?
I'm great. I feel like I'm just floating, honestly. Like, it's very nice. Not quite like the jellyfish, more like a, you know, when you go fishing, you're just sitting there watching the water, and you got the little bobber floating on top. I'm the bobber, just floating, chilling.
I'm the bobber.
How you feel besides the dry eyes?
Feel good. Him saying that reminded me of some funny shit. Like, the other day, me and one of my buddies went out jogging, and then after, he's like, I'm hot. Well, jump in the lake. I'm like, all right, I'll go. But I ain't jumping in no lake. And then, so we go get to this lake. This water is so damn dark. I'm not gonna say dirty. I'm just gonna say dark because it's under it is like dirt. Mm-hmm. So, and he just jumps in the water. I'm like, okay. I'm like, got a whole like 6 minute video of talking to him about getting out of this water. I'm like, you're not scared of like a crocodile? I'm just making up shit. Or an alligator? He's like, this is where we are. Ain't no crocodiles or alligator. I'm like, all right, what about an anaconda? I know you saw the movies.
Just trying to fuck with him.
He's like, no, not none of those either. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be realistic. Snapping turtle. Pretty sure snapping turtle will come get you. He's like, well, snapping turtle, they're a lot lower in the water than here, or they'll be by the bank. I'm not by the bank. I'm like, bro, just get out of the water. Like, it looks dirty as hell. Like, it looks like you're going to catch something. And
they dump a lot of chemicals here in the lake.
That's what I was like. Like, all them chemicals. He's like, not this one. Maybe the one next to the military base, but not this one. I'm like, bro, you can't even see. I was like, you can't see. You could be, like, stepping in shit or something. And then he goes, ow. I'm like, what? I'm like, see, get out of the water. He goes, one of the little fishes just nibbled on me. So I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, there's a little fish in the water that just comes nibble on you. Man. So I made the joke. I was like, oh, so you used to, that's why you come in this shit. You come in here naked so they can nibble on your nuts, huh? We had a whole post saying that he liked that shit. He was pissed. He's like, I can't even defend myself because we don't even have the same friends. I was like, damn, bro. Just tell my friendless know what you like to do.
They know how freaky you are.
Yeah.
Does he listen?
No.
He crazy.
Yeah, just jumping in random water. Talking about, I'm cool down now. I'm leaving.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't jump in random lakes too, but if it's like I can't see at least a little bit, I'll consider. But
you said can't?
Hmm?
You said can't?
Yeah.
I'm not going to play the video. I'm just going to show y'all so y'all can see. That's the water.
I'm going to be honest. That looks like a normal lake here.
What? So you're telling me you'd have been in there?
I've seen a lot worse, I will say.
Shit.
Wasn't it you that said that you were amazed there were so many people that just tube here? They just find a tube and go sit in the fucking lake?
Nah. Okay. Wasn't me. I don't think it was me.
My bad.
It probably was.
Actually, well, I am because.
Yeah, well, no, I told you, like, they'll find a river and just grab a beer and go find a tube and let that shit carry them for, like, miles and just walk back.
Well, no, that same day, like, this husband and wife, they put, like, their little pontoon boat in the water. And the husband, I guess they were going out together. I was like, oh, shit, that's a good boat to be having sex on and shit. That looked dope. Because it looks like nobody was in this lake anyway. It looked like they was about to go off. He had two fishing poles, cast the fishing pole, and do... cast his own fishing pole. But no, he cranks that bitch because she reversed it in the water. He cranked it. And then she parked the truck and she got out the truck and man drove off on her. So the person I was with goes, look like he left you. She's like, it seems like I got the better end of that deal. And she was like standing there thinking he's going to turn around. And she just, we just like a movie, just watched him go off in the distance.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah. There was a little turn too. He watched him made the turn. I was like, this is awkward. I'm leaving now.
He gone.
Man went to go pick up the side chick because it definitely was two fishing poles in that bitch.
Damn. God damn.
Ew.
Man said, fuck them kids.
Damn.
Shit. Nah, I do want to go fishing soon though.
I want to fucking rent a boat and go underwater.
Nah. Wait until I can buy a John boat. No sense in doing all that.
Yeah, no sense in fishing.
Why not?
You ain't gonna catch it.
Where are you fishing?
I'm saying, just in general, you ain't gonna catch nothing.
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, bet. Now, we'll see. I'll prove you wrong.
On your own. Yeah, send a Snapchat.
All right, bet. Yeah, every time.
Every time I've went fishing, I got the hook stuck in somebody.
I got a fucking...
The last time it was you.
What the hell?
Every time. I remember when I was in high school playing football. That was the first time we went. And my best friend at the time was behind me. And they was like, all right, this is how you cast the line. You go back. Yank it forward, right? So I went back and I yanked it forward.
Oh my God.
But I didn't see mine come back.
Yes.
So I yanked again. Oh. And I felt that it was stuck because, you know, it don't reel out because it ain't go. So I kept yanking. All I hear is, ah, fuck. I turn around. My best friend is on his hands and knees screaming. He's like, what the fuck?
God damn.
No, the fucking fair. Hook went in his back. And when I yanked it, it went for dumb. I'm like, yo, my bad. You're like, bro, you fucking idiot. I'm like, yo, they said not to stand behind each other. Why was you behind me?
Damn, he had to get stitches or something.
Nah, I didn't rip it out. It was just stuck in there. He just yanked it out and put some like peroxide or some shit on him. And he's fine.
There's one time I was a little kid. I was fishing. And I had those little like metal weights on it. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I got my shit stuck in a tree and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just yank this shit back. Fucking came back and literally just got stuck in my hair. Hey, luckily it didn't cut me or anything, but shit got stuck in my hair.
That's why you went bald. That's why you went bald.
Never again.
That's why you went bald.
It started it.
Nah, fishing ain't bad. You gotta have patience.
Lots of patience. You know me, I can just sit there and fucking zone out for hours.
I'll get bored. All right, time to go. Because I'll be the guy that want to throw the fish back. But don't know how to get the hook out and be fighting with it, and the fish end up dying.
I know that fishing takes all day.
Not really. You go to a hot spot.
You see, I got one where plenty of carp bite. Carp are pretty fun to catch.
They give you a good buddy.
Hmm?
On your own. You're on your own. I'm gonna get like a mic stand. Stand up right in front of me. But what color y'all feel like? This is a bad chart. I feel like right here.
Yellow?
Yeah, that shade of yellow.
Oh, you bright tonight.
And what about you guys? I'll just highlight here or here.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you.
What about you? Yeah. Sleep.
Go down. Down, down, down. Yes.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's hurting my eyes.
Damn. I thought Banana Kush uplift you. This man is.
Oh, no. I'm just looking at all of them. Horatio. On the far left. Royalty Blue. Feeling like a fucking king. No, I'm just kidding.
Like up or down?
Up. Right there. Down two. What about you?
This man like them blues. This one? Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I see everybody bright tonight.
Shine bright like a diamond. I'm sorry. That was an awful joke. I'm going to get canceled for that one just for being horrible.
I don't got no funny news this week. I ain't been watching no basketball or nothing.
Yeah, we watch baseball. I think it's University of Ohio and University of Tennessee going to, like, the finals. No, Tennessee beat LSU, and Ohio beat California. I say two very shitty teams from prior years coming back from way over the coast.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So... If you with your wife and your mother, who goes in the front seat?
Nobody. You both get in the back.
Everybody argue over this.
Who's going in the front seat?
Yes, who goes in the front seat?
My wife or my mother?
Mm-hmm. I feel the mother.
Depends on who's being nicer that day.
I think that's really on who's how people would choose. Like some people would default mom, some people would default wife. But I think it's based on the mood. Shit, I'll go in the back seat. Fuck it.
I will say, it's different when they hit a certain age because I just don't want old people in the front or driving at all. I think once you hit a certain age, you shouldn't be allowed to be on the road anymore.
Not even in a car.
In the back seat, at least.
Walk on the sidewalk,
dude. I told y'all.
Who goes in? Hello.
I said the mother.
So your mother go in the front seat, so it's you and your husband, you going in the back seat?
This is for the husband, I ain't saying nothing about the wife. You hear that? It says wife. Wife and mother.
Nah, whoever played a good rhythms on the ox, bro. I gonna hold you.
All right, my mom's sitting in the fucking hatch. Don't come near my shit.
You gonna play the music for the ox and give proper directions.
It doesn't matter who sits in front. You can play your own music.
That's true.
Proper directions. You gonna look at the GPS and tell me when to turn accurately. You know who's technically supposed to sit in the front is the next driver up.
True.
That's the proper order.
But what if it's not a road trip?
It don't matter. I can have a warrant. I'm going to take the wheel.
True.
Rotations.
Wait, let me tell y'all what I seen. So it was a family walking up the hill. It was a child, I guess a mother, of the father pushing the stroller. And the lady directing the little boy the car, they had this little girl pushing this, not to talk about people, but this fat lady in this wheelchair up the damn road, like up the hill, this little girl. Mind you, the father is pushing the fucking stroller and the lady is directing the little child driving the car. They literally have this little girl pushing this fucking...
They getting her ready for baseball.
Oh, hell no. I would have just gave up and just started crying.
Crying?
Yeah.
That big bitch would have been right back down that fucking hill. Fuck you mean crying?
She was helping until she got up, like she felt the hill.
would have tripped and so or something, tripped and just rolled out the way or something to get out the way. Have her ass roll back down the hill so her husband could chase her.
She was helping at a point in time, but then she stopped. It was hot.
It was really hot today. It was humid as fuck.
So I could only imagine how that little girl was feeling.
I don't know. You should have went and helped.
Hell no.
True. Hell no. You can't let things that you can't control bother you. So if you can't be bothered to go help, then you can't let it bother you at all.
I felt bad, but I ain't felt that bad. Yo,
this old guy that I made the remark that because of his age, it's funny to us. But if he was like 20 years younger, he'd have been considered a pervert. But nah, he had came in the store once before, like a year ago. Not even a year ago, last year. Like in like August or some shit. But he tells jokes. He talks like Yosemite Sam. He tells jokes. Man said he had 5 heart attacks and how he has like 5 stents and a fucking pacemaker. Right? He said my first heart attack was me and my wife was doing it, and she was on top, and she said, all she saw was my eyes roll back, you know, grab my chest. And all I know is I woke up in the hospital, and I asked her, so did you finish? I'm like, what? He's like, well, Dad, did you finish? Like, and she's like, no. And then he's like, that's when they put, like, he had his second heart attack, and then they put, like, everything, like, the pacemaker and everything. He's like, I went to this wing place down the street here, and I was sitting there eating my barbecue wings, and I felt a little jolt in my chest. Next thing you know, I'm flying in the air, land on my back, and all my barbecue chicken fall on my chest. So I got barbecue chicken on my chest, and people looking over me asking me if I'm okay, and I said, could never be better. Then he's like so nonchalant, like no feelings or anything. He's like, my wife passed away in October. And I leaned over. I'm like, do you have a pacemaker? He's like, yeah. I was like, I don't remember you. And so he's like, his wife passed away. And this, he said she passed away 1,000 feet away from their house. And in like a car accident. And he was like, they said she went, she ain't feel a thing. She went peacefully. I'm like, in October? And you just saying it like so, like.
Nonchalant?
Yeah.
He's like, well, went to the supermarket today and I went to make a turn down an aisle and I bumped into these big old bosom and I immediately said, oh, I must have bumped into heaven. So he goes, I got to talking to the woman and I found out she's a 44 divorcee. And I am 66. We got a date tomorrow. He's like, life is pretty good. I have these two women that come over and take care of me. And I mean, take care of me. He goes, sponge baths and the changing of panties. I'm like, yo. This man here.
I wonder.
This man gives zero fucks.
Zero. He kept going. He's like, I tried to be a dog back in the day, but it couldn't work for me. All that happens is you get caught on your back, 10 toes in the air. Yeah. Oh, that's pervert.
Bro, old people are weird. We went to this horse show. This old fucker was literally, like, mind you, there are children that perform at this fucking horse show and shit. This man was sitting up on the front row, old as hell. Boobies make me smile. We were like, what the fuck?
What?
He said it
out loud. No, he was wearing a shirt that said that shit.
Oh, wow.
Right in front of everybody. What the fuck? Old people are weird.
What the fuck, granddad? It's too damn bad.
I'm tired. Nah, they all weird. They definitely is.
Bro, my neighbor. I don't know why. Like, they just make it so awkward to be outside when they're outside. So they're barbecuing. First, it's the husband. And then his wife comes out. And she's looking at me, mow the fucking grass in the backyard. And then when I look at her, she starts to, like, stretch and shit. But she's not in no type of workout attire. She's, like, in a floral dress with a nice sweater on and shit. She's just leaning up on the wall like this, stretching. And just, like, looking over her shoulders at me. And shit. I'm like, I can see you, lady.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Then she turned her back towards her grill. And it's like this, I got her hand just awkwardly standing. I'm like, this lady is fucking weird. Then I watch her right before she walked in her house. She just looked over. I'm like, let's go to fucking side, lady.
They leave me the fuck alone.
They got like 10 bird feeders in their yard.
Feed the hummingbirds.
She said out of everybody, she knew your name.
I don't know why she know my name. You need me to fuck
you know
alone.
Who you are.
I don't know her. Ain't no pineapples over
here. That bitch Carol
here.
Baskin.
Ain't no pineapples over here. Shit.
Ready that. All right, guys. Well, it has been a schlooby-dooby time chilling with you. Hope everybody has a safe night. Never drink and drive or smoke and drive. And always smoke responsibly. Peace.
Cause I'm better off anyway, right? Had to learn through the struggle, had to find through my hustle. Now I'm back on my bully. Right, legends never die, right, legends never die, right, legends never die, right.